Es sind schwierige Zeiten für spontane, gesellige Zusammenkünfte. Ein Festival jedoch lebt von den Begegnungen, auch den außerhalb der Spielorte, sowohl für das Publikum als auch für die Künstlerinnen, die Gewerke, die Technikerinnen und alle anderen Beteiligten, die diesen temporären Ausnahmezustand unter Aufwendung aller Kräfte auf die Beine stellen. Die Einladung für das Verweilen vor und nach den Vorstellungen auszusprechen, war dieses Jahr aus bekannten Gründen mit besonderen Herausforderungen verbunden. Meine Dramaturgie-Kollegin Sarah Abbasi und der aus Kalifornien stammende Ausstellungsdesigner und Bühnenbildner Dexter Redd haben sich ihnen gestellt und in dem kleinen Pappelwäldchen vor der Jahrhunderthalle in Bochum eine Kantine entworfen. Die Pappeln wurden vor vielen Jahren unter der Ruhrtriennale Intendanz von Jürgen Flimm eingesetzt als Barockgarten, ursprünglich nur für den damaligen Festivalzeitraum. Doch sie sind geblieben. Ihre Wurzeln sprengten die Töpfe, in denen sie eingesetzt worden waren, und haben sich im Boden verankert. Jetzt überragen sie bei Weitem die drei Figuren, die damals herausstachen, die einen Barockengel darstellten, eine Fahne, eine Weltkugel, und sind jetzt ganz im Laub, im Blätterdach verschwunden. Und es ist eine schöne Suche, wenn man ihnen wieder begegnen will. Als wir gezwungen, eine Outdoor-Lösung für Künstlerinnen, Verpflegung und Catering zu finden, die Jahrhunderthalle umkreisten, verliebten wir uns sofort in diesen Ort. Nun habe ich ein Gespräch mit Dexter Redd führen können darüber, was es bedeutet, in Zeiten wie diesen einen einladenden Begegnungsort zu kreieren. Empfand er den Auftrag als eine Mission Impossible?
I would not consider it a Mission Impossible whatsoever. For me, as an artist and designer, I actually really enjoy working with constraints. Or challenges is maybe another word to use to describe that. I always find that when one encounters something that stands in your way, you have to find a way to either step around or over it. And for me, so often those are the moments in which new unexpected ideas arise. And you know, the necessity of like presenting an outdoor space that can be enjoyed in all different sorts of all sorts of different weather was incredibly complicated. And, you know, it ended up being a very large space, for example, which means because of the distance that's necessary to create safety with, you know, the social distancing regulations that are in place currently. It was difficult to say concentrate all of the design elements into a single area to create a single scene. It really had to be a space that worked at a very large scale, and it was a space that required me to work with like the pre-existing site of the Pappelwald, which was both very, very inspiring to me, but at the same time very challenging to work with, because I'm a stage designer and exhibition designer by trade, and this was kind of my first experience to do a very large project outside, and I wanted to create a space that had a very particular atmosphere. And with a certain conceptual theme that went through all of my different works that I did for Ruhrtriennale, and to find different creative solutions to incorporate that into this pre-existing grove of trees, that was probably the most challenging part of it. But there were certain things like the sun sails, which are probably, for me, the design element that ended up mattering the most to me at a personal level. That was part of the solution. It was both practical in that it would offer shade and canopy and kind of an envelopment of the thematic concept. I had the opportunity to print these designs onto the sun sails. They're meant to be somewhat abstract. They're photographs of from the International Space Station. They're what an astronaut in space would see looking down at the Earth at night with everyone sleeping. And one of the ideas behind that is this was a design I did for other people, not for me. At the very beginning, this was always intended to be an invitation for the visitors of the Ruhrtriennale, the citizens of Bochum and NRV, to have a place to kind of come together, maybe as a bit of a respite from kind of the very difficult and heavy times that we're all in right now. And so these sun sails They are cities that are glowing at night and they look like stars. And but at the same time, one of the things that I really love about them is that they essentially show every single person on Earth together at the same time. On the floor plats of the Jahrhundertthalle, there are several flags that I designed that feature what is called the Dymaxion map, which is a design from inventor and architect and utopian visionary Buckminster Fuller. He also designed the original geodesic dome, which is where the festival bibliothèque is hosted. He is one of my heroes, I would say, in design, particularly because he really saw design as a potential tool to make the world a better and more equal place. That design has a purpose beyond just creating beautiful spaces, but design could offer a function to kind of support certain social ideas that he was interested in. And one of the things, so to go back to the flags, the Dymaxion map that's printed on that, it was his attempt to create a map projection, that is the way in which land masses are presented on a map, in a way that's actually more equal. The standard world map that we are all familiar with has a lot of actual complex political problems. It's very Eurocentric, actually. Europe looks bigger in the typical map than it actually is. So Buckminster Fuller created this map that it has a very unusual shape. It's a series of different triangles that kind of you can unfold the map in a certain way, and it's much more accurate. And again, this was kind of, you know, I'm a very very socially interested person, and it's sometimes I wonder what my role is in this world as a designer. It's a complex tool set to have to like try to create social good with. So I saw an opportunity here to at least symbolically show this idea that I have of maybe using this opportunity that I had with my invitation to the Berlinale to demonstrate this idea of kind of using whatever resources one has at their disposal to create further forms of equality. And I really wanted to kind of do this thing in a way for everyone in the world. I mean, unfortunately, because of Corona, I imagine our guests are going to be sadly from a limited kind of circle from around the area. But conceptually, I was always thinking that this was for everyone in the world to be invited to come to a place of positivity and equality. And that was my little way that I could kind of show that. So there's actually three kind of main elements that like relate to this concept. I mean, again, so the big dome, which is the most prominent display on the Ruhrtriennale.
Nahezu alle Elemente, die Dexter Redd und Sarah Abbasi verwandt haben, hatten bereits eine Geschichte an der Ruhrtriennale beziehungsweise bei der zweiten Säule der Kultur Ruhr, urbane Künste Ruhr.
Yeah, it was an amazing coincidence that Kultur Ruhr had already employed the use of a dome for an art project in Recklinghausen. I found that amazing. I was so excited because, again, this comes back to kind of the central point in the work that I do of social responsibility. And I think at this current moment, and maybe even we're a bit late to all be kind of unifying around this point at this moment, there is almost nothing more necessary than the social responsibility of sustainability and doing whatever we can. I strongly believe in any role that we have right now in our world that we have to be making choices that are minimizing harm that we are causing to our environment and to reduce the consequences that future generations will have to pay for like the choices that we're making now. And central through all of the work that I did was the idea that reuse is most often the most environmentally sustainable option. You don't have to buy new things. You can give n old things new life. And again, it also goes back to what I was saying earlier about the idea of a challenge. You know, so if I had, say, for example, had the opportunity or to buy a new dome, I would have been able to perhaps design it a bit more specifically, exactly to what my vision is. But I don't find that as important as this drive I have towards social responsibility, environmental responsibility. And then it also gives me a whole set of challenges that present themselves that I can then kind of play off of. I can respond to the pre-existing structure and then essentially make further design choices that respond to those. So for example, so inside the festival bibliothèque, we have many, many different water tanks that are used as the primary display surface. That was another thing that I was able to find. I was invited to go into the incredibly vast warehouse of Kultur Ruhr and look around and see what was available on the shelves. And, you know, we spent a day doing that. That was one of the most fun days I had on the project because, again, it's challenges and possibility presenting themselves and all these amazing conversations of like of looking at something and saying, could you imagine it in a different way, in a different context? So, for example, I designed tables that are made out of Gitterbox. And what that meant was that I didn't have to purchase anything whatsoever. Like it just pre-existed, and it just all my design work there was to recontextualize it and repurpose it and give it a new life. And then when we're done with the festival, it can go on and be used again. So there's no real waste in that process of designing something that's very practical.
Selbst die Pflanzen haben ihre Vorgeschichte. Die Bananenbäume zum Beispiel in der Festivalbibliothek wurden aus Ablegern von Pflanzen der 2018 gezeigten Produktion Diamante von Mariano Penzotti gezogen. Die Heidesträucher auf den Steinklötzen in der Pappelwaldkantine sind aus dem Bühnenbild von Bälams Fest, das dieses Jahr gezeigt wurde, nach dem Abspielen in die Pappelwaldkantine gewandert. Was möchte Dexter Redd, dass der Besucher erlebt, wenn er die Pappelwaldkantine besucht?
This project is not entirely about the realization of my vision, beyond the fact that maybe my vision is to provide the opportunity to invite people to a place that is hopefully restorative and relaxing. It's a place to have joy. It's a place to feel optimistic. When we started this work, we were deep in lockdown. It was really a hard time. And I was very lonely, incredibly lonely, like in a way that I don't think I've ever experienced before. I think many other people were experiencing that. And I started the design concepts kind of with this place of empathy, trying to imagine this moment in August when the festival would finally open, we can open the doors and invite people to come. I wanted to create a place where people could meet finally. I had this optimism that maybe things would be a bit better, and thankfully it is a bit better. It is now possible once again to come out. And so what the Pappelwald Canteen is, it's a place to just take a breath and relax. The other thing too is working again with our sustainability concept, we have probably the most amazing caterer, Jens Behling from Neuland, which is a local organization that does many, many socially responsible projects. And they offer the most amazingly delicious, completely vegan food. And they also themselves work around a sustainability concept that whenever possible, which is a complex discussion, but whenever possible, they will always choose to do something that's organic or local, you know, and always with a very intense focus on trying to be socially responsible and to reduce potential harm, which is also a very important topic for me. The relationship of food and within politics is also something that I deeply care about. So I am completely thrilled that I think that we have the perfect partner. And I have the experience of having done so much design work constantly in these documents of planning. And then finally, a few days ago, we opened the canteen, and it was such an exciting moment for me because the whole thing came alive, that this was this missing puzzle piece that it kind of clicked together and in just the most amazing kind of symbiosis.
Wichtig ist vielleicht noch hervorzuheben, dass die Pappelwaldkantine nicht nur für Künstlerinnen und Festivalbesucherinnen gedacht ist, sondern auch für alle Westpark-Besucherinnen.
the Papelbon Canteen and the Festival Bibliothek is not intended only to be used by necessarily people that are going to any of the shows or the exhibitions of the Ruhrtriennale. It was from the very beginning conceived as a gift to the entire city of Bochum. When I first came to the Westpark in Bochum, I was so deeply inspired by the communities and the cultures that were already present in the park. There are so many people that use the park for so many diverse reasons. You have dancers in front of the Jahrhunderthalle, you have skaters going around, you have bikers going by. And I found that all so incredibly wonderful. And really from the beginning, and that's what I was saying earlier about my design work, it's always been about people. And it really was the citizens of Bochum that were the very first kind of spark in my imagination about what this would be. So I really hope that everyone feels invited to come and have this wonderful place that they can fill with their presence and their life and hopefully their joy and happiness, because that has been always what it has been for me. And I can give an example of a design element that in which this was incorporated. The West Park is a beautifully architecturally designed park, but it's also very interesting to me how lived in it feels. It really has this feeling that it's used. And one of those things about it is the amount of graffiti that is all over the park. And that might be a bit of a controversial topic for some. I find it very interesting because those are signs of life. Those are signs of people that feel they need to communicate something. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that I wanted to do was to kind of create a blending between my work and the rest of the park. And you will see there are different kind of little murals that we were able to throw up directly around the Papelbon Canteen that are related to the project. I was able to get in contact with several people that are local to the area that I said, okay, I have this chalk paint, so it's temporary. It will just be for the duration of the opening of the Papelbon Canteen. But I invited them. I said, okay, this is my general concept. I want to explain it to you. Let's have a little bit of a conversation. But you're from the area. You come to this park all the time. You know better than me. Please, just here's an opportunity to do something and kind of incorporate into this. I want you to contribute your energy and your identity into this. And I really love that. That brought so much positive energy to the installation. It was a really exciting moment.
Manchmal sieht man eine Astronautin durch den Pappelwald ziehen, ihre Kreise ziehen. Was hat es damit auf sich?
The whole thing for me is a metaphor for the emotions I felt during lockdown. The isolation, but all these moments of kind of this optimism that was required to get through it. Looking up at the stars, being still trying to find wonder in the world. In dark times, trying to find pinpoints of light. So the astronautin, I imagine her as someone who has fallen asleep reading a book in the library. This is why you have this chair there and this lamp that looks a little bit at the moon. And she's having a dream about being in a world that's completely different. That she dreams about seeing people that are happy and together and celebrating, which she witnesses in the Papelbon Canteen.